And welcome to the Sports Ticket Reincarnated. Yes, the Sports Ticket, Dusty Dynas and myself, Wade Gerstner. If you don't know my name by now, the show is called the Sports Ticket with Wade Gerstner. We did this show for many years out in North Central Kansas and did our last show together. I think it was near the end of June. And I've had a lot of people say they've missed hearing sports talk and takes in regards to various sports and teams. And so just kind of throwing it out there with this first podcast, covering a few different topics, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So baby steps, bear with me as I learn the podcasting world. Maybe at some point we'll advance into video podcasting so you can see the beautiful faces for radio that I and maybe some others that we'll have on the podcast have as well. But on this very first Sports Ticket podcast, five questions for my wife and 11-year-old. Five sports questions and find out how much my wife knows about sports. I'll give you a clue. She's not a big sports fan, so maybe some of you can relate to this. And you could play along at home and see how many questions you can answer correctly out of five. That's coming up. Five questions for my wife. Five sports questions for my wife coming up later on during this podcast. So if you didn't hear, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl for the third straight year. They are one win away from history. Why are the Chiefs hated? And are they really hated? And here's why they deserve it. Jealousy. It happens to every dynasty that's ever played American professional sports. See the New England Patriots, see the Dallas Cowboys, see the New York Yankees, the Chicago Bulls with Jordan, the Lakers with Magic, and then Kobe and Shaq, and then LeBron, and the Celtics. And I could go on and on. There's many other dynasties or teams that have had really great runs. On the Sports Ticket, Dusty and I, we warned you way back when the Chiefs won the very first Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. It was their second Super Bowl overall. And they won over the 49ers, rallied in the fourth quarter. And everybody was absolutely excited, whether you were in Kansas City or anywhere across the country, that the Chiefs won, unless you're a San Francisco 49er fan, obviously, when you blow 11-point lead in the fourth quarter or whatever it was, and they lost. But we said it's a cool story right now because the Chiefs are the new flavor of the month. And, oh, Mahomes is fun, and he's starting to get in some commercials, and Andy Reid finally got a Super Bowl, and the Patriots dynasty's finally officially dead. And we warned you on the Sports Ticket that if the Chiefs win a second Super Bowl, they will become the New England Patriots. They will become hated. They will become the villain. The beloved will become the villain if you keep winning. And that's exactly what's happened. And the Chiefs are winning at a pace even greater than the New England Patriots. And now they have a chance to do something that no team has ever done before in NFL history, get the three-peat. And the Chiefs have already done more than any NFL team has ever done before in regards to winning two in a row and making it back to the Super Bowl. No other team, the previous, what was it, eight or nine that have tried it, haven't gotten to the Super Bowl to be one win away from history. The Chiefs are there. Will they get it done? We'll talk about that another time. But here's what's amazing to me. People can hate on the Chiefs. You know, as Mitch Holter says, they can disrespect the Chiefs, but they got to deal with the Chiefs. You can sit here and talk about the NFL being rigged all you want. You can sit here and bitch and moan about a call not going your way. Let me ask you a question. Why is it, and I've said this for the last few years, in Veach, I trust. Brett Veach, I think, has done a wonderful job, doesn't get the credit he deserves for the buttons he pushes. Is he perfect? No. But the Chiefs, I've said this for the last 3 or 4 years, the Chiefs are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers in the National Football League. You know, the Bills can bellyache about various things. They traded and allowed the Chiefs to get Patrick Mahomes. They traded and allowed the Chiefs to go grab Xavier Worthy. They were befuddled and were surprised when the Chiefs traded above them to get Trent McDuffie, which was a corner that the Bills had cherished. The Texans whine about how it was them against everybody. Let me ask you a question. Who's the Chiefs' best running back this year? That's Kareem Hunt. He wasn't even part of this team in training camp. DeAndre Hopkins was available to anybody in the National Football League. He just had to give up a late draft pick. Kareem Hunt was available for nothing. Peanuts. Samaje Perine was cut by the Broncos. And those are just three examples of guys that the Chiefs have that are playing big roles. Juju Smith-Schuster didn't join this team until late August. The Chiefs are always playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. So while you can sit here and talk about, oh, I'm tired of the Chiefs winning, I hate the Chiefs, you know what? The Chiefs deserve that. They deserve to be hated. You know why? Because they're that damn good. Teams and organizations that are so good eventually become hated. It's, in a weird way, a compliment. It means you have ascended to the top of the mountain, and nobody can knock you off the mountain. There used to be a saying, it's hard to get to the top of the mountain, but it's even harder to stay there. It's hard to get to the top, but it's harder to stay there. The Chiefs not only have stayed there, they have a chance to win three in a row. No NFL franchise has ever done this. They've done it in a salary cap era where the quarterback's percentage of salary is big against the cap. It's supposed to be an even playing field, so you have a whole bunch of parity, and different teams win the Super Bowl each and every year. Let alone win back-to-back, the Chiefs are going for a three-peat. But the Chiefs are smarter than everyone else in the National Football League. It happens on game day. It happens like last year when they knew the overtime rules in the Super Bowl and the Niners didn't. The Chiefs were practicing this in training camp and the Niners didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rules in the Super Bowl last year. The Chiefs are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. They know when to walk away or trade. They're like the Patriots during their dynasty. The Chiefs didn't worry about Willie Gay. They let him walk. Le'Veon Sneed, they traded him away. And they're Chiefs fans. Oh, we got to keep Sneed. And here we are in the Super Bowl again. Oh, we got to keep Willie Gay. Here we are in the Super Bowl again. Oh, and the best one? The window is completely closed now. We've traded Tyreek Hill. There were media in Kansas City talking about that. And I said on the Sports Ticket, I had a complete opposite look at it. I said, this widens the window. You have more flexibility with the cap. You can go get a whole bunch of players, and you can improve your defense. You can get serviceable wide receivers. And Mahomes is so great, he's going to make everybody better around him. And what did the Chiefs do? They took the draft capital, the money that they saved. They got some serviceable wide receivers. No, they didn't have a star wide receiver. And they went out and improved the defense. And let's be honest, the defense has carried this team for a good portion of last year when they repeated, and a good portion of this year. The Chiefs play the short and long-term game so, so well, better than anybody else. And people overlook the signing of Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney has been an all-pro guard, pro bowler, and then they move him to left tackle, and that may have saved the Chiefs' season. His versatility was one of the reasons why the Chiefs went out and got Joe Tooney and gave him a lot of money as a free agent. And they wanted to solidify the offensive line. Since the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs have made the Super Bowl every year. The last time the Chiefs didn't make it to the Super Bowl, they had Tyreek Hill, and he couldn't score on a fourth down before halftime. Will the Chiefs three-peat? Well, they got a 50-50 chance now, and hard to bet against them. By the way, you want to know the best basketball team in the state of Kansas? It's not the Jayhawks. It's not the Wildcats. It's not the Shockers. It's the Ichabods of Washburn, number one team in American Division II, undefeated. That's a team that should get more recognition. Number one team in Division II, Washburn Ichabods, undefeated in Topeka, the capital city of Kansas. All right, as promised, I told you that we were going to have five questions for my wife. People think I'm a sports geek. I am. Sports nerd, fine. A guy that remembers lots of numbers, fine. Loves sports. Eats, sleeps, and breathes sports. True, to an extent. My wife is the polar opposite of me. I mean, opposites attract, they say, right? Some marriages, you're like, wow, that guy's with that gal, that gal's with that guy. Yeah, my wife is not a big sports fan. My kids are big sports fans. My parents really weren't big sports fans back in the day. I don't know exactly where I got it. So we decided to have a little bit of fun. Let us know what you think. You can contact me through Twitter, NCKSRadioGuy10. And then some of you out there have my number and email and so forth and so on. But here's five questions for my wife and my 11-year-old. It's time again to find out how much my wife knows about sports. And just to make her feel even worse, we have my 11-year-old son right next to her to correct her when she gets the questions wrong. Today's topic The Kansas City Chiefs, just in general, the Kansas City Chiefs. Question number one. We always start with my wife, and then we go to my 11-year-old son to answer the questions secondly. So, who is the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Phil Cook.
Phil Cook is incorrect. Oh, Phil Cook is incorrect. 11-year-old.
Do I have to say the first name?
If you know it, go ahead. But if you last name, that's fine.
Hunt.
That is correct. It is Clark Hunt. Lamar Hunt was the founder, but Clark Hunt is the owner right now. What division? What division did the Kansas City Chiefs play in? What division?
The AFC.
What division?
The AFC. I don't know.
That's the conference. What's the division within the AFC?
West.
The AFC West.
Oh, my gosh. She got so lucky that she got West. She had no idea. My wife had no clue. No clue. Well, this means that you both know the next question, because the next question was what conference?
AFC.
There you go. Okay, that was a gimme. All right. The Chiefs were not always known as the Chiefs. They were moved from Dallas to Kansas City. What were the Chiefs? They used to be called what before they became the Kansas City Chiefs? They were called the Dallas what?
Chargers?
No.
I don't know, but it's definitely not that.
No. They were from Texas. Dallas. Technically a current NFL team's last name.
Oh, okay. You're giving him clues.
Perhaps I am, yes. Quick.
Texans.
That's correct. Texans. You nailed it with no clues whatsoever. And finally, who did the Kansas City Chiefs beat to win the Super Bowl last year?
The New York Jets.
safe to say that is really horrible. That is also incorrect. Please, my 11-year-old is diving on the floor laughing hysterically. 11-year-old, who did the Kansas City Chiefs beat in the Super Bowl last year? The correct answer is
49ers.
And you win all the money. Congratulations. Once again, proving my wife does not know sports as well as 11-year-old, but doesn't know sports much at all, because the New York Jets suck. Thanks for tuning in to the Sports Ticket Podcast.